Hey, it's Heather here. I am so glad you've been listening to the Spring Break Free. You are on day 22, and the topic for today is comparison. Now, originally when the series aired, I did this as a two-parter, but today I'm combining it all in one for day 22 on comparison. I also wanted to let you know that since I recorded this, I've written an entire book on comparison. And let me tell you, some of the things that I talk about in today's episode, I still fully believe 100%, but I feel like in writing my book, The Burden of Better, God showed me even deeper truths about how to break free from comparison. So if comparison is really where you get hung up, I hope you'll check out The Burden of Better. It goes way deep into our ideals. What happens when we don't compare ourselves to other people, but are just comparing ourselves to the ideal me that I want to be? Is that okay? And what about chronic disappointment? If you always seem to have high expectations and always feel let down. What is envy, really? What is jealousy? What is covetousness? Are they problems? And then beyond all that, what's the answer to stop comparing? We know the cliches. We know comparison is the thief of joy. We know not to compare our behind the scenes to other people's highlights reels, but how do we truly stop comparing? That's what my book, The Burden of Better, is all about. So if comparison's where you're stuck, I hope you'll listen to today's episode and then check out The Burden of Better. You can start reading two free chapters right on my website. So get started there. And I really hope that this is the year that you not only break free from body image issues, but that you're able to break free from comparison issues too. Enjoy today's episode. We are talking about comparison. And today I just want to talk about one of the ways that we can stop comparing ourselves to others. Now, I'm making an assumption. I'm assuming that you struggle sometimes with comparison. If you've never looked around or scrolled your social media or scrolled your Pinterest or watched reality television and thought, I wish I looked more like her, or I wish my marriage was more like that, or I wish my kids were more like that. Well, then if you've never done that, you can just press stop and just go on for your day, because this might not apply to you. But for the rest of us who have a hard time with not comparing ourselves to others, I want to just offer a couple points of encouragement and maybe help. I read a book a couple years ago, and the book said that there was no cure for comparison. We just really need to like stop and think, I'm happy for her. Y'all, that like totally wouldn't work for me. And I don't mean any disrespect to the author who wrote that. I think she's probably a wonderful woman. But I thought that was really bad advice, because how insincere is it when your heart is caught up in comparison, and sometimes combined in there is some envy? How insincere is it of the envious person to stop and just like kind of trick your brain with, I'm happy for you? It doesn't work, y'all. I mean, it's not what's going on down here. So how do we take this issue from like a head and a like, you know, positive thinking will fix it issue to fixing the issue of the heart? Well, what I think we need to do first is we need to remember that every woman has a storyline. A storyline might not be a concept that you're familiar with. My background is in marketing. And so storyline is something that marketers or advertisers do when they are putting together an ad campaign or putting together a commercial. They try to figure out exactly what story that commercial is going to tell. Well, you see, for a lot of us, we think we can control our storyline, right? Like, we get to choose what pictures we post on Facebook or Instagram. We get to choose what we talk about in social media. In fact, even at church, like, I get to choose what I bring up, even in my small group. Like, I can tell people the good things that are happening and leave out like all the miserable things that have happened during the last week, right? In some ways, we feel as if we get to control our storyline. And I think that's actually rather unhelpful in terms of what happens between women at large in the arena of comparison. But what I'd like to encourage you to do today is to kind of like stop and back up. Just like you control your own storyline, just like you control what you put out there about yourself, other women are doing the same thing. And sometimes what you see isn't exactly the truth. Like, I remember one Christmas, I wrote about this story in my book, Compared to Who, but I remember it was Christmas, it was like Christmas Eve, and our house was a wreck, and I had these like high and lofty goals of putting together this gorgeous Christmas Eve dinner for after our Christmas Eve service, and it just wasn't happening. I had fed the kids Mickey Mouse chicken nuggets, there was ketchup everywhere, it was just a mess. I had four kids, ages 6 and under at that point, and we were just trying to get out the door for church, because my
husband's a pastor, so he has to leave early. So I'm doing it solo and trying to make sure everyone looks nice because it is Christmas Eve. And it was just a disaster. And I'm scrolling through Facebook and I see this woman's picture of her Christmas Eve spread, y'all. It was perfect. I mean, it looked like it was out of one of the magazines. I was floored. And I was a little jealous, actually. I was thinking, oh, I wish I could do that for my family. I wish that I could put together something that beautiful for my family on Christmas Eve. And I hadn't even noticed who had done it. I just, you know, was scrolling, saw a picture, and was like, oh, that's pretty. I should do better. Another fail for me. And then later that evening when I got back on and scrolled through, I noticed that the woman who had posted that picture was a woman who had just gone through a really terrible divorce. And she hadn't seen her kids in a while. This was going to be the only time her kids were with her was on Christmas Eve because they were spending Christmas with their dad. And it told a different story than that beautiful picture of that beautiful food spread, right? The real story there was, I'm going to be alone on Christmas. I'm really hurting right now. Divorce has rocked my world miserably. But the story she put out there was one of everything's great. I can make a beautiful Christmas Eve spread. Y'all, I don't know. I want to share the story with you to encourage you to try to find a storyline on that other woman that you're comparing yourself to. Not try to find the dirt. Don't try to find what's wrong with her or whatever. But I think a lot of times we focus on those areas that we want to compare ourselves with someone. We focus on those areas like, oh, she has really thin legs, so I'm going to compare my legs to her legs and I lose. But we miss the whole person. And honestly, y'all, that's called objectification. I hate to say it, but that's what it's called, right? When you just look at a person one-dimensionally, when you're just assessing their physical body or just another singular attribute of the person, it's called objectifying them. And we don't like it when men do it, so we don't really have any place to do it either, right?
Hey, Heather here. If you are loving what you hear on this podcast, but feel like you could use just a little bit more help in getting free from body image and comparison issues, I have an idea for you. Let's work together. There are several different ways you can do this. You can join our Refocus online group. It's happening on my website a few times a year. Or you can sign up for group or individual coaching. I love helping women find freedom. Our time together won't be about your food or your exercise habits necessarily. Instead, we'll dig into what's really going on in your heart. Almost all the issues we struggle with in life have a spiritual root, and that's what I want to help you uncover. Go to comparedtowho.me and look for the coaching tab to find out more.
Talk a little bit more broadly about how we find freedom from comparison. And what I think will help us the most is looking to God's word. So I'm going to just share with you a little bit from Galatians. It's Galatians 6, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 5. It goes like this. Brothers and sisters, if a person is discovered in some sin, you who are spiritual, restore such a person in a spirit of gentleness. Pay close attention to yourselves so that you are not tempted to. Carry one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Let each one examine his own work. Then he can take pride in himself and not compare himself with someone else. For each one will carry his own load. We like as a culture to compare ourselves to other people, right? Really kind of hold a mirror up and say, oh, this is what I'm doing. Oh, this is the picture of what they're doing. Yikes. I like that side better. I like that thing better. I like their marriage better. I like their look better. I like her abs much better than I like my abs. And it can keep us really bound and frustrated, right? I mean, I love Pinterest, but I've got lots of friends that have a really difficult time with Pinterest because it can just get them so riled up and so caught up in comparison and so discontent after they've spent some time on the page. So what do you do? More broadly, what we need to do is we need to remember that God has assigned a purpose for each of our lives. I'm going to put a link to another video I did on my airport analogy because I think that's just the best analogy for understanding how to beat comparison. But I think we have to keep our eyes on our own game, right? Just like Galatians 6 says there, and I think it's in verse 4. God has assigned us each a job to do, right? We all have our own load to carry. And that doesn't mean we don't help each other. I mean, it says earlier in that passage, like we bear one another's burdens. If someone needs help, you help them. But in doing so, you don't get caught up in trying to be like them or in trying to do what they do, because God has a work assigned just for you. And that can sound a little lofty. Like, some people get intimidated by the whole thought of, like, I need to find God's purpose for my life. That's so heavy. Like, how am I supposed to do that? And especially if you're younger. I mean, I'm over 40 now. But I remember when I was younger, like, how am I supposed to find God's purpose for my life? Like, I can barely find a job. And let me encourage you, like, don't have to find it in a day. Like, you don't have to find it in a year. You don't have to find it in 5 years. I think finding God's purpose for your life is really just about being obedient to his word and being obedient in the little things, right? Step by step, just following his leading, being in close communication with your heavenly father, like reading your Bible and praying so you know what to do for each of those steps, because he's really faithful to guide us. I mean, y'all, I could spend the next hour telling you stories of the ways that he's guided me down a path that I didn't see where I was going at all. But now looking back, I can see, wow, God, you had a reason for that. So how do we cure comparison? We keep our eyes on our own game. If you watch the Olympics, I'm like an Olympics fanatic. Like, I've gone to the Summer Olympics and the Winter Games, not as an athlete, that would never have worked, but as a spectator. And I love to watch them on TV. But if you watch track and field events, especially like the runners in track, do you ever see them like looking back to see how they're doing in the race? Even in the longer distance races where they've got time, like the marathon, you rarely see a runner turn their head and look around to see where the other runners are, right? They keep their eyes on their own race. If it's a shorter race, they keep their eyes in their own lane. They're focused on their finish line. They're focused on getting themselves across that line, not focused on how other people are doing. And I think that's the attitude we need to keep in mind if we're going to be comparison. We got to keep our eyes on our own race. Yes, help and love one another for sure, but don't compare yourself. You're running a different race. I hope this is helpful, and I hope you'll join us tomorrow.
Hey, friend, I hope you're enjoying the spring break free. Like I said, this is when it really starts to get good. We've got just over a week left, and I hope you're enjoying this. The kindest thing you can do for me is tell me about it in the reviews on this show. I would love to hear from you. Leave your review, and I will be so grateful. Hope to see you tomorrow on the Spring Break Free. Hey, friend, would you check out the date on that episode you just listened to? Yeah, it's been a minute. Listening to old podcasts is almost like reading my diary from several years ago. In some cases, it's even a little embarrassing. So instead of listening straight through season by season, can I encourage you to skip ahead? I release brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And if you're not sure where to start, you can go to improvebodyimage.com, find the Start Here button, and I've got several episodes listed and categorized so you can find the topics that are of most interest to you. Your time is valuable, so skip straight to the good stuff. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for letting me be a part of your body image and food freedom journey.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.